The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. Representatives from Angola and Cuba on Tuesday presented various common purposes in Luanda in order to promote bilateral exchange in the universe of culture. It is a way of continuing to unite our peoples despite the geographical distance, Secretary of State Paula Francisco, who led the host delegation on behalf of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism, and Environment, told Prensa Latina. In this regard, she highlighted Cuba's presence in the second Luanda Biennial Pan-African Forum for the Culture of Peace, which concluded on Tuesday after several days of intense sessions. According to Francisco, a matter of interest is the technical assistance that experts from Cuba could offer in the field of restoration of buildings with historic and cultural value. Cuban scientists are already working on the development of specific vaccines to fight Omicron variant, a mutation detected in South Africa and possibly more transmissible than Delta, an official source confirmed. Eduardo Martinez Diaz, president of the Biotechnology Pharmaceutical Industries Group, tweeted. The World Health Organization, WHO, warned that Omicron variant has a very unusual wide range of mutations which could help evade the body's immune response and make it more transmissible. Experts considered that much remains to be learned from this mutation. For example, if it generates more hospital risk, clinical severity, and deaths, plus a reduction in the effectiveness of vaccines. Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Minister Rodrigo Malmierca presented the country's exportable offers in the context of the second Cuba Business Forum. The portfolio contains products, goods, and services from 74 export companies linked to priority sectors, including options from private stakeholders and cooperatives. It is a compendium of useful information on Cuban exports, said the minister, who highlighted the proposals from the agri-food sector, tourism, the biopharmaceutical industry, and power generation. Projects associated with renewable energy sources, travel agency services, tourist guides, and group travel organization, among others, complete the list of offers. And in the international agenda, we have that Barbados debuted Tuesday as a new republic after putting an end to the remnants of the colonial past and placing one of its women as head of state in place of Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom. The republican status began in the first minute Tuesday with the inauguration of Sandra Mason as president, who said the country will maintain its traditions, heritage, and patrimony earned through the sweat of Barbadians and inherited from our forefathers. In a speech at the ceremony that ended colonial ties and ushered a new historical era, Mason, a 72-year-old former jurist, insisted on the unity of her compatriots to move the country forward as a republic. Meanwhile, the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, and the International Labor Organization, ILO, called on regional states to support labor reintegration of women and young people. A joint report analyzed the effects of present crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic in Latin America during 2020 and 2021. It is necessary to support the most vulnerable segments of society and at the same time favor conditions for the creation of decent jobs, especially among micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. In 2021, job recovery and creation has been partial and slower than the economic reactivation, the report warned. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.